It's 4:03. We'll get the Boomer sit-in underway for today. But first,
Boomer traffic.
Check a Boomer traffic, 144th and Industrial. Eastbound traffic affected there. An accident involving two cars, 27th and Cumming. That's a personal injury accident, three cars and lots of emergency personnel there. And last we heard, traffic signals out at 90th and Blondo. You see something in traffic? Let us know. 553-1490.
Boomer weather.
Mostly clear tonight, low around 50, then sunshine and a high near 74 tomorrow. And breezy, up around 30 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, high school football, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 40 or low of 49. Saturday and Sunday look pretty good. Sunny and 68 on Saturday, a slight chance of showers on Sunday, mostly in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 67. 63 now in Omaha, Council Bluffs, and 64 in Blair. All right, it is time for a Boomer sit-in today, and it is the Bellevue High class of 74.
Woo! Woo!
Wow.
Go Chieftains.
All right. Yeah, there was no Bellevue West, was there?
With no Bellevue West. We're the original Bellevue High.
Wow. All right, let's just go around the room so everybody can recognize the voices. Kathy?
Kathy Welch, also known as Kathy Podkovich.
Okay. And what's notable about you?
Bellevue City Council.
Bellevue City Council.
Tom Ports. Mm-hmm. I'm here because this is the first reunion I've attended.
Really? You've missed all the others?
I have. I've lived out of town, and I recently relocated, and this will be my first one.
And this is number 45, your first one. Okay. That's right, because you spent time going all over the place with the Air Force.
As a kid, and then in my work life, my corporation, I did a complete lap of America, so to speak, and now I'm back where I started.
Yeah, okay. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome home. And Mr. Overachiever.
Edward Truitt.
Yes. Edward, and a little bit about yourself. You're a dancer.
I was I'm a former professional ballet dancer.
Yeah.
Started here in Nebraska with the Omaha Ballet Company, the original Omaha Ballet Company back in the 70s with Tomas Enkel and Catherine Horn directing.
Yeah.
Went on to dance with other companies, including the Los Angeles Classical Ballet Company.
Wow.
Did some film and TV, ruptured a disc, and that was that.
Well, I imagine, you know, ballet dancers are like athletes, you know, probably almost like running backs, you know. Yeah. Not a lot of longevity there.
No, the average dancer's career is usually over by 27,
wow,
according to statistics in 2010.
Yeah. And so now?
And Einstein used to call them the athletes of God.
Ooh, ooh, yes. Did that get you? That got you quite a ways in life, I bet. I
mean, if you know, it got me what? Quite a ways in life.
In life, yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm the athlete of the gods.
Yeah.
And now you are?
I'm a professor of ballet with West Texas A&M University, and I've choreographed and taught all over the world, including Russia. Been all over Russia, from St. Petersburg into Siberia, teaching and presenting my choreography.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. And other places.
Yeah. That's quite a resume.
So.
It is, yeah. You got some people, you know, folks in your class that have really achieved.
I did good.
Yeah, you have done good. Yeah, yeah, somebody did
Kathy
good.
Kathy always does good.
All right. John, here on the very end, sitting right in front of Flat Elvis. So don't disturb Flat Elvis there.
Whoa.
All right. John, you... you're from Los Angeles now. When did you leave the Midlands?
40 years ago.
Or early on then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I still have family here, so I come back from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to every class reunion, by the way. At some point, after I think 30, somebody came up with the idea that every 5 years would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody showed up. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so John, we've been talking about you this week because just from your Jeopardy ties, but but it's more than Jeopardy. Apparently, Wheel of Fortune too.
Well, yes, I've been doing writing and producing all of the music for the Wheel of Fortune game show for a long time, and also doing music cues for the Jeopardy show, among mm-hmm. other things out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a good gig.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's kind of curious about Alex Trebek and his health issues. You have, How far out are those shows recorded? And because Alex has been struggling for a while, but he's still on there and looks great on TV. So, you know, how long before this latest batch of those with Alex in will run out?
Well, I think it's usually a couple of months, unless it's a special tournament, mm-hmm. and then there's a faster turnaround.
Yeah.
But I'm not really privy to anything about his health that isn't general knowledge. But I will say that, you know, it was a bad diagnosis, and he's hanging in there.
Yeah, he is. He's inspiring a lot of people with the joy and his optimism as he deals with his pancreatic cancer. It's
absolutely. I actually went to a taping of the show not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and he would come out on the breaks and joke with everybody and answer any questions anybody wanted to ask him. And I was super impressed.
Yeah,
it's something amazing. Else, and everybody's really, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, class of 74, Bellevue High Chieftains. I'm about the same age as you guys, so I think we have maybe some of the same kind of memories. Just real quick here, music that you remembered your parents listening to, Kathy.
Mine was polkas and waltzes.
No rock and roll?
None
of that.
Only rock and roll that was came into the house was stuff I bought.
All right, Tom?
Jim Reeves.
Oh,
yep.
Little country stuff there.
Yeah. We were in Europe and didn't really have much radio, so my mom would listen to like the same two Jim Reeves albums every day.
Every day. All right, we're going to skip ahead. John, what? How about you?
Around my house, it was Nat King Cole.
Ooh, yeah.
My parents saw him at one point. My mom said for years it was like honey was dripping out of his mouth when he sang. We didn't have a lot of music.
Did we have the same mom? I don't
this
know.
This is shocking.
Because that sounds like my mom, too. And she loved Nat King Cole. All right. Ed. Yeah, I have to let the Boomer family know what's going on here. Why we're chuckling at Ed? He's the overachiever. We asked for a few songs, and he like sent us this long list and stories behind every one. But I love your story behind the song you remembered your folks listened to, because I too remember seeing that album cover. And yeah. You know what young man doesn't remember that?
Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with
yeah.
Cream and Other Delights. Yeah, I think I like that. The song A Taste of Honey because of the album cover,
mm-hmm.
which was like porn for like a 12-year-old boy in the 1960s. And yes, I wore that cover out.
All right. And she, the whipped cream lady, just had a birthday? Is that what?
She did. We just saw her on the news within the last couple of weeks.
Ah.
She looked good.
Yeah. It's amazing how long cream will stay on your body.
It's a Boomer sit-in today, Bellevue High class of 74, and it's brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe. Main Street downtown in Ralston. Albert and a Taste of Honey on the Boomer Radio Network, and a sit-in today with the Bellevue High Class of 74. We have one, two, three, four of the class in here, and that was a memory for almost everyone here from some music our parents listened to, but it was the album cover that that Ed remembers most. So let's see here. Let's TV shows at that time. What, Kathy, any favorite TV shows for you that you remember that you loved?
During the day, you know, or on Saturdays for the most part, we just had cartoons just on Saturdays.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry. And
yeah, of course, that wasn't in high school. That was way before.
Well, yeah, that's all right. Right, way before. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, we were just talking about the Monkees prior mm-hmm. to coming on the air, and that was always, I mean, four handsome guys running around. Oh, it's like yeah. glued to the TV.
Yeah,
you know?
It was probably the first song I knew all the lyrics to, the whole from beginning to the end. How about you, Tom? Any TV shows early on you remember? Did you see the Beatles? Remember seeing them on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Well, I was over in Europe, didn't have a lot of TV.
That's right. Yeah.
But so when we moved to the States in the early 70s, I remember, I don't know exactly what year, but I used to remember Kolchak, the Night Stalker? Remember that show,
yeah.
The Night Stalker? Darren McGavin?
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
was an
okay.
awesome show.
Yeah.
And always, whenever that was on, always made sure to watch that.
Ed?
The Monkees album was one of the first albums I bought. Ooh. But as far as TV goes, you know, one of the things I teach in dance history class is Elvis' appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. They shot that from the waist up because of Elvis's gyrations. They were mm-hmm. considered so risque back then, and now it's like, what?
I know.
What
yeah,
were people upset about?
Yeah,
well, I can remember when
Ed Sullivan Show.
When the Beatles first came on, the Ed Sullivan Show, my parents complaining about, look at the long hair of those people.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that is that is horrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
John?
Well, anything with secret agents. So The Man from
Man
U.N.C.L.E.
from
is
U.N.C.L.E.
huge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had a 007 briefcase with a bunch of stuff in there. I used to walk around and pretend I was 32 years old.
It wasn't a 007 lunchbox?
Yeah. No. That would have been nice.
I had that briefcase, and it had, you know, the gun and all
oh,
this
yeah.
kind of stuff in
that.
It.
Yeah.
We dressed
yeah.
up in
yeah.
trench coats and or pretended
get,
we were secret
get
agents.
Get Smart? Was that the
get
other
smart
one?
Get Smart was the
Agent,
other one.
Did you take your shoe off ever to call anybody?
I did not.
John, you spent time in L.A. Did you ever meet the Monkees or any of the...
Actually, yeah. It's interesting because I played music with the late, great John Stewart, who wrote Daydream Believer, the number one Monkees hit. And so I played that a lot of times on stage, but it's kind of funny because Davey changed the lyrics when he recorded it. In the second verse, John Stewart had, "You once thought of me as a white knight on a steed. Now you know how funky I can be." This was the original lyric.
Mm-hmm.
And Davey's saying, "Now you know how happy I could be." And apparently John was horribly offended until he got his first royalty check.
All right. Great story. Daydream Believer. It's a Boomer sit-in today with the Bellevue Class of 74.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Tear up Sleepy Jean, oh, what can it mean to a daydream? Me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean.
Daydream Believer, and that is the Monkees, and a great story that John had about the second verse in that. Just refresh, in case you're just joining us, John, from the class of 74, Bellevue High School. What was that story again, the second verse?
Well, John Stewart originally wrote, Now You Know How Funky I Could Be.
Yeah.
And Davey sang, Now You Know How Happy I Can Be, which doesn't really make sense even, but he had to sing happy, and it turned out okay, I guess.
Turned out just fine, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see here. I want to ask you guys about Bellevue High. It was just Bellevue High. There was no, just the Chieftains.
Correct.
At the time. Who was the principal when you guys were there?
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Who knows?
Boylson. Dr. Boylson.
Kathy knows.
Okay. All right. That was it? That was
Dr. it. Dr. Lloyd Boylson.
Any favorite teachers that you all could agree on was you know, just somebody that was above and beyond?
Mr. Hanen, Mrs. Patterson, Coach James.
Mr. Griffiths.
Okay. Mr. Griffiths.
Joan Heckel.
I had a favorite, Mr. Lamont, Wild Man Lamont.
He was good. He was a wild man.
Yeah. Nailed me in the forehead one day with a piece of chalk. I was dozing in his math class.
Mr. McDermott was a good one.
All right. All right, some good ones there. All right, we're we want to find out more about the first cars you guys had. I don't know if you guys are all kind of driving the same things or what. So we'll get to that. And there's somebody here that he's 63 years old and still drives motocross. If you can believe that. Wow. I'm looking at him and looking at me and thinking, this ain't fair. But anyways, that's all coming up. It's the Bellevue High Class of 74. It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network.
Boomer traffic.
All right, lights still malfunctioning at 90th and Blondo, at least last we heard. Other than that, we're looking good on all of the major interstate systems around. Although, oops, it looks like something just happened there on northbound 480. Just about Woolworth Street. So there's a little bit of a slowdown for you there. You see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490. Traffic brought to you by Care Builders at Home. Care Builders at Home's goal is to keep your loved ones in their home as long as humanly possible. Contact them for a free in-home consultation. Care Builders at Home, Omaha.com.
Trick or treat!
Honey, it's not Halloween yet.
I know. I'm practicing my treat-gathering skills. I'll try the neighbor's house next.
Wait!
If your kids just can't wait to get into their costumes this year, bring the family to Camp Fontenelle. Sunday, October 20th or Sunday, October 27th. We'll have treats for you to seek in our maze from 2 to 4. Come in costume. Bring a toy valued over $5 for the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots program, and you'll get a maze entrance for free. Get all the details at countryfun.org.
Whispering Oaks is the newest premier subdivision in Council Bluffs, offered exclusively by NP Dodge. Enjoy incredible sunrises, tranquil sunsets, and easy interstate access. Create your own custom dream home or enjoy the simplicity and convenience of villa living. These beautiful freestanding villas can be custom finished to your taste and offer snow removal, lawn care, and walking trails. Plus, Whispering Oaks is in the sought-after Lewis Central School District. To get directions or to schedule your private tour, log on to whisperingoakscb.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, I quit? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down, www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
S-426, it's a Boomer sit-in today with, and this is a bit unusual, I mean, it's like a whole class reunion taking place right here. It's not everybody, obviously, but it's four from the Bellevue High class of 1974, and just so you get to recognize the voices one more time if you're just joining us, Kathy Welch. Kathy Welch.
Tom Ports.
Tom Ports.
Edward Truitt.
And?
John Hoke.
Yes, and we have two that are living in Bellevue still, or back.
Correct.
You still.
I've never left.
Never left, and...
I've been back a month.
Back a month after being all over the place. And Ed, you're in Texas teaching?
I'm in Texas now, teaching.
After world-class ballet dancer, and then blew out some discs or something.
Now
doing that.
L4-5.
Yeah. And John, with Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, music, a lot of music for those shows. Any music on those shows, it's you. You said something that I did not realize. We watch Wheel of Fortune all the time. How many musical elements are there in every episode of Wheel of Fortune?
Right. There are about 30 little snippets, and they can be 2 seconds or 6 seconds or longer. But
wow,
sometimes when you're watching it, you know, you don't realize that.
No.
But if they took it away, it would be bad all the way around.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All that's put in post-production?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. Okay. All right. So music that you guys remember just being great songs while you were there at Bellevue.
Well,
high school or
the one,
that time period.
The one that I remember was by Rick Derringer, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Can you sing some of that for us?
No, thank you.
No?
I can't even spell it.
That was a great song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yep.
And how about you?
I love the band The Faces, so Stay With Me is sort of the great Brit rock song, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. What, any favorites for you, Ed, that you remember?
Tommy James and the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like?
Right.
Oh, he's liking that one, John.
No, yeah,
that's
a great song.
Yeah.
I started a little rock and roll band in seventh grade, and we did a rousing rendition of Inagata De Vita with the 20-minute drum solo.
Wow!
I was the drummer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I thought everybody was really respecting me until I realized the band members were out trying to meet girls. And
that's
so
what they
used. The drum solo got a lot shorter.
A lot shorter there. All right, somebody. I think it was Tom. You mentioned Rare Earth.
Yep, Rare Earth. Yep, loved it. Very 70s sounding. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rare Earth, and Hey Big Brother. Okay.
Love it.
1971? You guys were in junior high then.
Barely.
1971. Yeah. It's a Boomer sit-in today. Bellevue High class of 74 on the Boomer Radio Network.
brother. I know you're out there somewhere. If we don't get our thing together, Big Brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? Get me no. Big Brother's coming. No, you'll never get me. No, 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 no.
Hey, Big Brother. Hey, Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rare Earth and Hey, Big Brother on the Boomer Radio Network, 1974, a part of a Boomer sit-in today, the High Bellevue High class of 1974. The Chieftains are in the house. Woo!
Yes, yeah. We are. Woo!
Yeah, you guys have your 45th reunion coming up, and it's interesting. John has never missed one, and Tom, this is your first one. Exactly. So what are the festivities? What does it look like this weekend?
So Friday night, we're going to be meeting at 6:30 at the, was known as the Teen Club when we were in high school. It's called the Reed Community Center in Bellevue.
I was going to say it's probably an assisted living center now. Is that what it is?
So that festivity starts at 6:30. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, there is a tour of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday evening, we'll be at the Bellevue Firefighter Hall starting at 6:30 for another dinner. And we have a local musician, Bucky McCann, and the band is okay. Going to be playing with us on Saturday night. And then Sunday, we have a colleague that his family owns Stella's, and so they open it up for us, and we'll be eating there from 11 to 1:30, and then the after party's at my house.
whoever can still walk.
Whoever can survive.
Whoever's still,
after all that.
Still upright. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Now we have John that came in from L.A. When are you heading back?
Monday.
On Monday, and then we have Ed who came in from Texas. When are you heading back?
Yeah, flying out Sunday evening.
Okay. Where else are people coming in from?
We have people that are coming in from Texas, Arizona, Kansas City. We've got some people that have never been to the in addition to Tom, that have never been to the reunion. Quite a few local people that are here. We probably have about 100 people that are going to be able to make it, as well as some of our past teachers.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, Jack, it is so hard not to call them Mr. or Mrs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
When
yeah.
you see them. And they'll say, oh, my name is Bob or Tom or Walt or whatever. And you're like, no, you're still Mr.
That's right. All right, the Bellevue High class of 74. And some of the music that stirs up memories for them, we're going to get into. First records bought. We were going to talk about that some more. First records, because there's some good ones here that you guys remember. And maybe some of the news events you remember from that time, too. So that's all coming up on the Boomer Radio Network. It's 4:35.
Boomer Traffic.
And a check of Boomer Traffic brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple, open Monday through Saturday 6 to 2, Sunday 7 to 2. It's cooked up specially hot, and the portions are huge. So if you've been out at your high school reunion and you're really hungry the next morning, go check them out. Misty has a Boomer special for you every day, so ask her about that. All right, the latest in Boomer traffic. Nick, if you can bring that screen up for me there. There we go. Looks like you're seeing a lot of smoke. Where's that? 106th and Hamilton, third floor. Apartment fire. It looks like an apartment going on, and a lot of emergency vehicles there around 106th and Hamilton. And that is close to 92nd and Blondo in that area. 144th and Industrial Road, an earlier accident along with 27th and Cumming. You see something in traffic, let us know. 553-1490. It's the Boomer Radio Network. It's 4:36.
On the upcoming edition of the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer, we're in the kitchen. From white-tailed deer to walleyes. Whoop. Get all the tips and tricks on cooking wild game and fish for your family from expert wild game chefs Rick and Jenny Wheatley of Omaha. They're hugely popular wild food bloggers and food for hunters. They'll be with me, Greg Wagner, and you Saturday morning from 9 to 10 right here on the Boomer Radio Network.
Of all the questions you get asked every day, this is one you should not ignore.
How much money in your 401k or IRA is actually yours? Not what its current value is, but how much of it will end up in your pocket, not the government's. Remember, you still might owe taxes on that money. How about tax efficiency? Are you overpaying or are you keeping every dollar you're entitled to? Look, I know it's confusing, it's complicated, and it definitely isn't fun. That's why David Brooks and the team at Retire Smart work with tax professionals to help make sure you aren't paying more in taxes than your fair share. They have a complimentary report to help make sense of taxes and how they can impact your retirement. Get it today. It's your money. Don't do the IRS any favors. Get your tax report from Retire Smart today. Call or text TAX, T-A-X, to 402-369-7777. So call or text the word TAX, 402-369-7777. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retire Smart, LLC may not give tax advice.
Passageway Church invites you to tune in Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. right here on Boomer Radio for our broadcast with Pastor Nick Bank called The Passageway Applied. We discover weekly what God has to say to us through a passage of the Bible and invite you to respond in faith as we rely on Jesus together. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. in the Blair Central Court Gym. From children's church and nursery to youth and adults, Passageway seeks to minister to the whole family. Visit passageway.church for more info.
If recent storms left you with roof damage, contact McInnis Roofing today. The McInnis team is ready to serve you with top quality products and a 5-year workmanship guarantee. Family owned and operated, McInnis Roofing specializes in roof repair and replacement, storm restoration, siding, windows, and gutters. No matter what the storm blew away, let McInnis work with your insurance company to repair it, replace it, and restore your peace of mind. Since 1981, McInnis Roofing has been here for you. Residential or commercial, call today. 426-2644. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
It is 4:39, and this is The Drive Home on the Boomer Radio Network. And a special sit-in today, it's the Bellevue High Class of 74. Woo! And I'm Lincoln Northeast Class of 75, so I'm relating to all of this here with you guys. We have Kathy and Tom and Ed and John with us, and we're coming in from all over the world for this big reunion for you.
Absolutely.
Guys. What, about 100 coming in?
Yeah, I think we've got probably about 100 people that have either expressed interest, paid money, mm-hmm. or talked about that they're going to be here.
Name tags.
Name 100, at least 100 name tags.
Name tags. I'm just saying you need name tags. Yeah. John's over there going, yeah, name tags are good. All right, first records that you bought. I think, Ed, you touched on yours earlier. First record you ever bought was?
Dizzy by Tommy Rowe, and then the Monkees album, The Monkees. Bought them both at the same time.
All right. Let's a little Dizzy. When's the last time you heard Tommy Rowe and Dizzy?
Been a long time?
How much did you pay for it?
Oh gosh, I have no idea.
Where'd you buy it?
Dollar.
Someplace in California. We were just back from the island of Guam.
All right.
And went shopping in Reseda, California.
Just had to make you mine.
Tommy Rowe and Dizzy, and it is a Boomer sit-in today, class of 74 from Bellevue High School, and that was the first record that Ed bought. Was that along with the Monkees, you said?
Yep.
You went in and bought two at the same time.
Well, yeah.
Big spender, you.
Terribly big spender.
Big spender. How'd you get the money for it?
Mom and Dad.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was a good boy.
That we must say, we have to add here, because I'm thinking about other people from the class of 74 from Bellevue High. Rose White, our very own Rose White, class of 74.
Here,
Party crashers. Yeah, she's in here just observing because she had her moment in the sun here, guys, as a sit-in and did a great job. This is the question I was going to ask. I didn't want to tip you guys off to this. Who is the most notable person from your class?
Monty Anthony.
That didn't take long. Monty, no. You'll say Monty Anthony, and for those who don't know, he was an IBAC, I believe,
IBAC
and he played
for
Nebraska.
And then he went played professional and still lives in town and still comes to all of our reunions.
Yeah. So he'll be there.
Absolutely.
All right. He just didn't rate to come in for the sit-in, but he'll be there for the...
He had a conflict.
Okay. All right.
Monty was the first Nebraska IBAC to not be redshirted.
And played as a...
And played as a freshman.
As a freshman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
All right. Any other... I mean, you all concur on that? Because she just jumped
Absolutely.
On it. She jumped on it.
She took the words out of my mouth.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. All right. That's a hard one. I have, because I thought if I had to come up with that, well, who would I come up with? And I did from my class. She coached the Olympic gymnastics team. Her name was Peggy Liddick.
Wow.
And so that's what probably.
And we have a lot of people that have done some amazing things.
Oh, all of you in this room.
Just,
amazing things.
But yeah, Monty is probably the most well-known because of the time and just a really super nice person. Mm-hmm. And still to this day.
Amazing. Anybody else doing motocross?
Tom Ports.
Other than Tom Ports in the room here?
Yeah, it's... nobody from our class, I don't think, but there's a few younger guys that are still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
From when I say younger, I'm talking about in their early 60s.
How many bones have you broke?
Not so much. I broke my kneecap, my wrist, cracked a few. I've been pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what bike do you have? What are you riding?
I actually race bikes from the 70s. There's a whole group of us.
Like that, legacy kind of bikes?
That raced in the 70s, and we raced bikes from the 70s. I'm racing a 1977 Husqvarna, and the interesting thing, a lot of the races I'm racing against guys that I raced with in 1975 and 1976.
Amazing.
We're still doing it.
Yeah. You can find parts.
Yeah, parts, you know, thanks to the miracle of eBay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Parts exist, yep,
mm-hmm.
yep.
All right, boy, I thought we were going to get to one more first album or first record. We're not going to get a chance to play it, but for you, John, what was it? What was your first record?
Well, I bought Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane from the Sears record department, the Sears next to South Roads Mall.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, at the end of South Roads Mall is where I saw a Bobby Kennedy in person in 68 and shook his hand three times. So,
wow.
You know, but there was a lot of variety in the top 40 then. I looked it up before I came in real fast on the charts right there that week. I got Somebody to Love. We had Respect, Aretha Franklin, Groovin', Young Rascals, Light My Fire, Doors, and Something Stupid from Frank and Nancy Sinatra.
Sinatra, yeah.
You can't get a more diverse list, my friend.
And notice there's no Beatles.
Well, not that week.
Not that week. Now, which week was this specifically?
It was June of 67.
Wow.
Right around that time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I was just looking here to see if we have it in the library, and we don't have, we'd have to go down to the archive room to get it, but Frank and Nancy Sinatra and Something Stupid.
Crazy.
I have not thought about that song in a long time. There was a lot of interesting news in the time that you guys were in high school, you know, through that, as you know, junior high school, we went through 1968 and up through 1974. Of course, you had the Vietnam War, and I think just about that time, the draft ended. So none of you guys, you know, were drafted. We had, all the events of 1968. Is there anything that jumps out in you guys' memories of being, you know, what was most significant of the news headlines from that time?
Shooting of students in Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. Kent State.
Kent State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big thing was, like, again, the Vietnam War.
Right.
And more concerned about the Cold War. that, you know, we were concerned about Russia coming after us.
I think Watergate, I remember either junior, senior year, we watched Watergate hearings at school.
And now you can't watch them because they're private. Yeah, I mean, they've got them all closed off. You can't, there's nobody in there.
I remember driving down the road in my first car, a 1966 Volkswagen bus.
Ooh, a bus!
Yeah, yeah. They're collectible now, believe
it or not.
Yes,
they are. Yes, they are.
But and listening to Richard Nixon resign.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a poignant moment, wasn't it? All right, we have the Bellevue class of 74 with us. That, you mentioned your first car. We're going to ask you guys, the others, hear about their first cars, what they remember. And then it's, I hate to say it, it's almost time to start thinking about wrapping it up. It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network. It's 448.
Boomer traffic.
Latest in traffic, we have a lot of emergency vehicles around 106th and Hamilton Street in that area. That's 92nd and Blondo, excuse me. And so, yeah, a lot of emergency vehicles there because of a fire in the apartment building. And let's take a look here, Nick, at the map and see how we are moving along. If we're doing pretty good, I think we were earlier. Yep, I-80 between the 480 and 680 looking good. JFK through Bellevue looking fine there too. West Dodge Expressway starting to see the pressure build. And that is the latest in traffic on the Boomer Radio Network, brought to you by the Rooferees, John Higgins Weather Guard. When your home or business needs a new roof, go to Omaha's Ferris Roofing Company, the Rooferees, John Higgins Weather Guard, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. For roof, sidings, gutters, and more, go to the Rooferees. It's 449.
This is Kermit Ang with Fashion Cleaners. What if you could get that feeling back that you had when you bought your favorite garment? And what if you could get time back from getting your wardrobe taken care of? Let us help do just that for you. Serving the metro area with 7 locations and free home and office pickup and delivery. But don't be fooled. If your laundry bag is not white or black, give it back. Fashion Cleaners. Passion, service, and innovation. Visit us at fashioncleaners.com.
You don't think it'll happen to you twice. First, it was a fire. My agent was right there and helped me rebuild. Then the tornado destroyed everything again. Both times, my independent agent and auto owners took care of me like someone takes care of family.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there. Auto Owners Insurance.
Call Tim Myers at 402-592-4455 or visit them online at omahainsuranceservices.com.
Hi, I'm Brenda Banks, director of the Cross Training Center. Does your business need to dispose of electronics and other equipment? Cross Electronic Recycling gives you peace of mind with secure data destruction. We accept anything with a cord, battery, or motor, from cell phones and computers to vehicles or industrial equipment. We can manage the items that you are putting out of service. We specialize in proper handling, disposal, and data destruction. That's right, your data is completely destroyed according to NAID standards, so your information is never recoverable. You'll receive a certificate of destruction for your records, and most importantly, peace of mind so you can get on to what you do best. So go to crossrecycling.com. A simple click or call will give you peace of mind and secure data destruction. Reach out today at crossrecycling.com or give us a call at 402-590-2100.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
It's 4:52. It's a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network with the Bellevue High class of 74.
Woo! Go Chieftains!
Yeah, big weekend. Three days of full activities. Wow, and everything wraps up by 9, so you're going to be home in bed by 9, I bet, right?
No, not the way our class works.
No, that's okay. All right. It's Kathy, Tom, Ed, and John. First cars that you had, 1974, so it could be anything, you know, depending on, I think, John, you already mentioned it was a Volkswagen van.
Yeah.
What were you doing in that van?
Buying something cheap.
Buying something cheap? Yes. You weren't doing something...
Very sleazy.
Were you in that van?
Well, it was the perfect drive-in van if you backed it in.
Right.
You know, backwards and opened up the...
Put big speakers in the back and did all that pretty good. That is cool. Kathy, what was your first car?
My parents bought me a 1969 Toyota Corolla because they knew I had a lead foot and this thing only had four cylinders and it could barely go 25 miles an hour. It was a four-door, but it was...
Oh, man. What color?
Beige.
Ed.
1969 Pontiac Custom S.
Ooh.
Handed down from my dad.
Wow. Well, Tom?
Sticking with the van theme, I had a 74 Dodge complete with shag carpet and a crushed velvet bed.
That had to be about brand new.
It was about 6 months old when I got it.
Yeah. That was the sexmobile.
Wow. Sharon, what do you think of that?
Very sleazy.
Yeah. Wow. My, oh my. All right. So what music did you like listening to in the car at that time? What just gets you going? You know, why did you just have to crank it up, roll down the windows, and let it rip?
Anything that
Who
had
you
a...
talking to?
I'm talking to... Well, I'm talking to all of you, but I think there, I heard a kind of a consensus of a song.
Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf.
Oh, yes.
Number one on my road trip playlist.
Absolutely.
All right. Steppenwolf, Boomer Radio Network, Boomer Sit-In, W High Class is 74.
Woo! Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it. Buy all of the guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns at once and explode into space. We'll be right back.
songs you just have to crank up when you're driving. Ed said that's on his go-to list there for road trips. And first concerts. John, what was your first concert?
That was my first concert.
That was.
At the Omaha Civic. John Kay was the lead singer. He was wearing sunglasses for some reason. And he was playing guitar, and he could barely tune his guitar, but once they got going, it was rocking. It was great.
Man, how about you, Ed? First concert?
Well, it was a local concert, and I don't remember where it was or what bands, because it was multiple bands, but it was my good friend Bruce Abraham, and Steve Lowther dragged me to this concert, and we had a great time. Bruce, if you're out there, hope to see you.
Yeah, first concert. How about you, Tom?
Humble Pie in Lincoln.
Where at?
I forget where it was. It was big. It was a pretty good size.
Probably Pershing Auditorium,
yeah,
I suppose.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Kathy, first concert?
Edgar Winter Group at the Civic Auditorium. My girlfriend Candy Norlin and I drove down there by ourselves and went to see the guy play.
You guys, Tom and Kathy, or so you guys can't see this. Elvis can see it, though. Flat Elvis is looking at him. You guys are sitting next to each other here, and you guys sat next to each other in some classes in high school and sat next to each other at graduation?
In homeroom. Our names, P-O-D and P-O-R, so they lined us up alphabetically.
Yeah, but you guys didn't know each other well or didn't talk?
Yeah, just, no? Hey, how are you? Yeah. Nice to see you.
So you're next to each other at graduation.
Well, several years ago, after my dad had passed away, I was going through some of his effects, and I found his old camera. And I opened it up to see if there's any film in it, and there was a roll of film in there, like 12 exposures.
How many years later? How many?
This was probably 2005.
And this would have been, you guys graduated 74, May of 74 till 2005.
My mom just had it on a shelf somewhere, and I went through it, and we were getting ready for, moving some stuff out, and so I had it developed, and half of them hadn't been used, but there was a couple graduation pictures, and there was one of me. And I'm looking straight ahead, all serious, and Kathy photobombed me in 1974, so she was smiling and waving to my dad, and I found that picture, which is really cool.
And I think I have the same picture that my mom took.
Yeah. Bellevue High, class of 74, Boomer sit in today. You guys have been great. We have John, who has a lot to do with music. Music has been important, and Ed, who's danced, ballet. I mean, music's been important to all of us here. And especially that period of music. And sometimes we have things that have happened in our lives where music can take you right back to it.
Absolutely.
Again. And Ed, you had the blessing of having a mother who sang to you, which is just really cool.
Well, when I was very, very young, she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow to me, which was, not a song from the 70s, but a song that affected me growing up. And then when I had my boys, I sang to them just like she sang to me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Bellevue High, class of 74, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Jack.
It's been a lot of fun.
Oh, it has been, hasn't it? All right, you can go ahead and sing along with this if you'd like, Ed. That'd be cool.
Do it.
It's the original Judy Garland.
No, I wouldn't want to mess this up.
On the Boomer Radio Network.